Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Amy, good news for the people of the great state of New Jersey. Thanks to the legislature, what kind of people now have the right to vote there?
In New Jersey.
In New Jersey.
prisoners.
No?
No.
Let me try to help. We were amazed at this news, as were many people, because as far as we knew, this group of people have not only been voting, but they're the ones who are most influential in steering every level of government.
The mafia?
No.
No. I knew that was wrong. Wait a minute.
From The Sopranos.
The Sopranos?
I'm finally able to vote.
You just motivated Amy to break out any conspiracy theory she has.
Does anybody know?
I do.
Oh, what?
Should I give it to Adam? Adam, what is
it?
Idiots.
Idiots, in
idiots
fact.
Can now
yes,
vote.
Idiots can now vote in New Jersey.
Right. They can also be on the radio.
It's true, apparently.
Okay.
The New Jersey Constitution, written more than 150 years ago in crayon, says, quote, it says, quote, no idiot or insane person should enjoy the right of suffrage. Now, this, of course.
It's one of my favorite laws or pieces of the constitutional law ever.
I know.
I can't believe they would take that out.
Now, idiot was the term used at the time for people with mental disabilities.
Oh.
Right? So, you know, actual idiots, of course, are one of the most important and powerful
no,
voting blocks
ones,
in New Jersey. Yeah. So.
They're the ones you vote in.
Are these the kind of people for whom you publish complete guides to various software?
Yes, those people.
Right.
They could get help. They couldn't vote. You know what the shortest book in record was? The Idiot's Guide to Voting in New Jersey.
You can't.
You can't.
And then a long acknowledgement section.
Exactly. Amy, this week it was reported that back in the 1970s, NASA's Viking space probe apparently landed on Mars and might have found a life form, but it promptly did what?
It landed on top of it.
No, that would be awful. It's like a great story. The pandas do with their babies.
Positioning and you land on it. Ooh,
yes.
Move over to the left.
It killed it, is what the theory is.
Oh.
Yes. According to a new theory, the Viking lander got to Mars, picked up an alien microbe, drowned it, and baked it. See, Viking.
I will pet it and stroke it and drown it and bake it.
Until it's my friend.
That's so funny. It's
my
like
new Martian friend.
It's like Viking lander as like Lenny from Of Mice and Men.
Wake up, little microbe.
Wake up.
We're alone here.
The problem was apparently that Viking at that time, they were looking for Earth-like forms which are based in water. But a life form on Mars would not like water. It would have a different chemical basis. So Viking picked up Martian soil and poured water on it, which would have drowned the poor little unsuspecting Martian.
I'm
and then it heated the soil.
What a world!
And then it heated the soil, which would have baked both the little Martian and its welcome Earthlings banner.
It was like a shake and bake. They ended up baking the.
Well, yeah. What happened was is they
to bring it home.
Is at the time their understanding of Martian chemistry was incomplete. So they did these things to the sample that probably killed whatever was actually there.
Oh,
but yeah, because drowning and baking works so well on Earth life forms. Yeah.
Then they breaded it.
Put a little parsley on top.
It actually sounds kind of yummy.
Yeah.
Adam, our favorite dumb criminal story of the week for you. A mother-son team of pet thieves in Cleveland Heights, Ohio, who had stolen a valuable boa constrictor from a pet store, were caught when they did what?
Oh, you must have known I'd know this one, right?
I hoped, Adam. I did not know.
They went into the pet store to ask how to take care of a boa constrictor.
Exactly right. And I stress, they went back to the same pet store.
No, that pet store.
Yeah. Surveillance video showed a 15-year-old boy reaching into this cage, pulling out this $300 snake, wrapping it around its neck, and walking out while his mom acted as a lookout. So store owners were surprised when the same two people, wearing the same clothes even, returned the next day.
Oh, I wouldn't feel comfortable changing my clothes in front of a boa constrictor.
Exactly. They asked for a book on boa constrictor care. And this is the very best part. They pointed at the empty tank, and they said, So this book would help us with the kind of snake that used to be in that cage, right?
Are these people allowed to vote in Ohio?